We're on the telephone this morning with Kurt Meether from Logan, Iowa. Kurt is a member of the Iowa Corn Promotion Board and chairs that board's research committee. And Kurt, wanted to get an update from you today on the phenotyping initiative that the Iowa Corn Promotion Board has undertaken. It's called Genomes to Fields. So give us a little background on this, if you would.
Yeah. You know, it's been a few years ago now, but they mapped the gene of the corn plant. And so now they know how many genes are in the corn plant and everything, but they still don't know what each gene does. So that's what this initiative does. It studies each gene and how it reacts with each environment that it's in. So every different environment gets a different score. And so you can see there's millions and millions of combinations. That's why it's such a big project.
So what prompted the Iowa Corn Promotion Board to kind of take the lead on this?
Well, they were pretty active in the gene project, too, in just mapping them. And so once they got that done, they realized that, well, now they had a map, but they didn't know what it done. So that's when they got started working on this. And they got, you know, I'll give the Iowa staff a lot of credit. They could see the need, and so they got lots of people involved in it. They got universities and researchers, and they just got it started. And they knew at the time that the project was too big for them, so they tried to bring other people in. And that's one thing that they've really done well, bring universities in and researchers, and they even got some federal grants to help fund it. So they've done really good that way.
Well, let's boil this down, I guess, to what it means to corn growers like yourself. I mean, are we seeing results already, or is this a long-term project?
It's a long-term project. And, you know, currently we got a big oversupply, so everybody's, one of the common questions is, well, why are you doing research on production? But it's a long-term focus, and it's going to be they're going to show these results publicly, so it won't be just the certain companies or certain businesses that have access to this. It'll be everybody that wants access can get it, whether it's universities or small seed companies or whatever. It's such a long-term project that, you know, one of the biggest problems the world faces is going to be food, you know, in the next 30 years. And so corn is going to be a fundamental part of that because it's just such an efficient plant. In fact, you can grow more calories per acre from corn than any other plant. It uses the sunlight really efficiently. And with corn, you can grow about 15 million calories per acre. And most plants aren't even close. You know, rice is 4 million. Wheat is 4 million. Rice is like 11 million. But even with corn, you know, and calories have got a bad rap, but you still need a million calories a year to survive. So that's just a lot of calories. When you get billions of people, that's a lot of calories we've got to produce, and that was the long-term goal of how to improve the yield of corn, because it's going to be an integral part of feeding the world. Kind of a long answer for you there, sorry.
No, that's all right. It's a complicated topic, you know, unless you're a geneticist, I guess. But I'm reading here in the news release saying that corn growth and productivity is determined by its genes and how those genes interact with the environmental conditions in which a corn plant is placed, such as temperature, rainfall, soil types, and pests. So that makes a little more sense to me.
Yeah. Every little environmental difference makes a big difference. And it's just, there's so many different combinations that's why it's such a big project.
As you said, this is long-term. So obviously it's something the Corn Board is committed to going forward for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be, in fact, one of the big issues when we started the whole program was how to get permanent funding for it, you know. So there's lots of different avenues we went down to get that. The Corn Board supports a certain amount of it, and other corn boards as well. You know, the National Corn Growers are really helping out with the project politically. They're really involved politically. So you got... if there's any federal funding involved, that qualifies. And then it's not only the corn phenome project. It's all crops. When the federal government got involved, they wanted the project to cover all crops, not just corn, which makes a lot of sense. So,
well, let's just kind of summarize here then. There, you really don't have any big new developments right now, but your work is ongoing, and basically we're just giving an update here, right?
Yeah, that's true. Not too long ago, the first year's studies went public, and that was a big step because always before, you know, it was just it's only been going on about 2 or 3 years. Of course, we're just getting started, to making it public, that was a big step. You know, it's on the internet now for everybody to find out. And of course, it'll continue for years. There's getting to be more and more places involved. Even Colorado now is doing tests on phenotyping. And they raise a lot of corn, but, you know, it's a different environment. So that'll help with the total data sets.
As you said, the work is really early on here. Have there been any, you know, kind of breakthrough discoveries yet at this point that you're aware of? Or?
You know, it's really hard to name one in particular. It's mostly going to be just a huge, there's just going to be so much data. Part of the process is figuring out how to read the data, as well as some of the process is going to be creating new tools to test the corn plants. There's a guy from Iowa State University that's using micro needles that he puts in the corn plants, and then they're solar powered so they can send information while the corn plant is growing to your computer, you know, and you can do 100 of these in the field or per acre or whatever you want to do, that tells the microscopic changes in the plant all the time. And it's things like that that they're studying. So you can see it can just end up with a lot of data.
Amazing. It really is amazing, the work that's being done. And as you said, long term, we're going to have to grow more food for a growing population.
Yeah. And, I talked about calories earlier, and that's just a measurement of energy, you know. The corn plant is just so efficient at using solar power to make energy. It's that's why it can grow more calories per acre than any other plant. Even sugarcane is only like 11 million or something, which is kind of a surprise because, you know, normally sugarcane is in a warmer climate where you got more sunlight per year, but it just hasn't been improved like the corn plant. And when you're talking calories per acre or food per acre or however you want to figure it, it's the yield that is going to be the difference. And that's what the long-term goal is for this phenotyping, is to learn how to increase the yield. A pretty basic problem, but that's the goal.
Yeah.